My name is Jeff Shoney. I farm in Scott County, Illinois, and I farm with my brother and nephew.
What kind of progress are you making in field work so far, Jeff?
Right now, we're probably close to half done with planting, and I'm guessing from looking at some of the other guys in the area and in our vicinity here, I assume they're about that stage also, or maybe just a little farther ahead than that.
So characterize how it's been for you so far, what the conditions are like and what the progress is like.
The conditions are really well in the ground. We do a lot of minimum till stuff, so but the ground is really reacting well. We were dry, of course, through the winter, and it was froze when we were getting a lot of the moisture, so a lot of that didn't work into the ground. But a few weeks ago, we got a little over 3 inches in our rain event we had here, and that really seemed like it made the ground settle down a little bit and some much-needed soil, replenished the soil that we didn't get over the winter.
Hey, you said a little bit ago when I first talked to you, you said there's something to be said for a cold, miserable winter. Tell me about that.
Well, sometimes I've heard it said and if you have a cold winter where it freezes pretty deep and everything, and it seems like once it does thaw out in the spring here, it seems like the ground just kind of is mellow and just seems like it does work a little better. And it's not the first year I've seen that happen, so there must be a little bit to that. We're very fortunate that the ground is as well as they are now.
As you either have moved around a little bit, kind of in Scott County, or talked to your neighbors, what's the progress like where you are and kind of surrounding you?
Like I say, in this area, I would say we're over half done, but I made a trip down to St. Louis yesterday, Easter Sunday, and get down around the St. Louis area, and I didn't see much field activity at all, and seemed like the fields down there, I could see water standing in a couple fields down through there, and then coming back through on the west side of Missouri here last week, I noticed there's some field work been done, anhydrous put on, but I didn't actually see many planters in the field, but that probably changed this week with the weather conditions being what they are.
You say you're on the sprayer doing some pre-plant treatment?
This is in corn stalks that's going to go to soybeans, and we're just putting down some Roundup and 2,4-D to burn down the weeds that's there, and we've got a little bit of residual to hold things back.
How have you been getting along on resistance issues so far?
You know, so far we haven't. It's not been too bad. I know last year we had seemed like the mare's tail. We had some problems with it, but this year one of those situations that that purple flower that people see out in the fields, or that hen bit, I think it's called. This year we really didn't see much, and I don't know whether that was because the ground didn't thaw out quite as fast or what. But really the wheat that are out here in the field, there's some that's greened up, some dandelions and stuff like that, but not really seeing as much as I normally do in most years.
Jeff, I don't want to keep you any longer. I think you're standing still now, and I hate to see that, so as far as measuring against a normal year, what's your progress?
Okay. Well, I'm guessing in a normal year, this would probably be right in the time frame that we would like to be planting in. I know a few years back we were done by the 10th of April, and of course last year it was the end of May before we got corn planted, maybe the first part of June. So most years, if they could tell me, you know, what time frame you'd like to plant in, I would say, you know, from the 20th of April to the first week or two in May would be ideal for soybeans, or for corn, I mean. And soybeans, we will probably, depends on what the rain does, if we can finish up by the end of this week or first part of next, we would probably get ready to go ahead and start putting the beans in the ground, being the way the ground conditions are.
Very good. So you're satisfied with what's happening so far?
Yes, I am.